Begin the current daf Masechtas Erevin daf Beis. We begin the Masechta and we begin the Perek Mavui Shul Gevoy. Our Mishnah will be speaking about one of the aspects of a Mavui, which is what the Masechta is talking about, Masechtas Erevin, which is a rabbinic invention of a chatzar, for example, a courtyard, and a Mavui, which are areas which are not Rishus HaRabim, and therefore halachically they should have halacha like Rishus HaYachad. However, since they have similarities to Rishus HaRabim, and that is it's communal in the sense that everyone shares the courtyard and they share this enclosed alleyway, which is the Mavui, therefore people might come to get confused and come to carry into Rishus HaRabim. Therefore the Rabbanan gave it an area which would be Aster to carry in, unless if you do certain things to go ahead and join together, which is what the terminology Erevin means, that you join together, which is where you get a certain amount of food and you join it together. And our Mishnah is speaking about one of those components, that is there's the Eruv Chatzeres, and then there's Shetuvim Mevois when they join together, which is a large area where the house is open up to the courtyards, and then the courtyards open up to this alleyway, to this, what's this called, Mavoi, which that opens up to the Rishus HaRabim. We're discussing that Mavoi, and one of the components of the Mavoi to make it a kosher Mavoi that you could carry over there is what's called a Kaira, a crossbeam that's put up by the entryway of the alleyway of the Mavoi. You put it up across from one side to the other side, and then people see that, they realize that this is a distinct area from the Rishus HaRabim, and thereby the Chacham allow the person to carry there, and it's not a problem of a Mavi which would not be able to carry it in. So that's where our Mishnah begins on this idea. Mavi regarding an enclosed alleyway, which the idea is that we're talking about that you had placed over there a Kaira, a crossbeam, as a hecker, as we said, to differentiate between that area of the alleyway and the Rishus HaRabim, which it opens up into. However, but the beam, the crossbeam, had been placed, whoever it was that put it up, higher than 20 amas up. And that is that this crossbeam, as we said, is to permit a person to carry inside this alleyway. And that is, as we explained, that minat Torah, it's forbidden only to carry from Rishus HaYachad into Rishus HaRabim, a public domain on Shabbos. Now, what's a Rishus HaRabim? What's a public domain? So it's like a highway or a large open area, a mall, a pedestrian mall, for example, that, as it says in Perek Yetzias HaShabbos and Masechet HaShabbos Daf Vav, that the halacha of Rishus HaRabim is learned out from the Diglei Midbar, from the encampment that was in the desert, and that all the halachas of Shabbos are learned out from the Mishkan. Now, where did we learn the halacha of Itzah from Rishus HaYachad to Rishus HaRabim? That was by the wagons of the Levim. That is, the wagons took up an area of 16 amis wide, as the Gemara in Perek HaZarik and Masechet HaShabbos Daf Tzadik Tes says. Therefore, Rishus HaRabim, for our halachas of Shabbos, since we learn it from the Mishkan, does not have an area of Rishus HaRabim if it's less than 16 amis wide. And the second component that it has to have is it has to be open, it has to be flush from one side to the other side. It can't be enclosed on three sides. In other words, two sides it could be, but it has to be open on either side. And therefore, that's what's going to be Rishus HaRabim. However, a Mavoi, this alleyway, which first of all, it's very narrow. It's not 16 amos wide. And also, even if it would be 16 amos wide, it's not open on both sides. Rather, one side is closed and the other side is only open to Rishus HaRabim. It's enclosed. It's like a dead end. It's closed on three sides. And it's only the fourth side that's open to Rishus HaRabim. And therefore, and the idea is because had it been mefulish, if it would be open on both sides, then it would not be kosher. It wouldn't be allowed to be carried there just with putting up a crossbeam, as the Gemara later on will explain. And now since, and this is what we're getting to in our Mishnah, since it's not a Rishus HaRabim, min ha-tayra, it's really permitted to carry over there without doing anything to it, without putting up a kaira or doing these other things. But Rabbanan made a gzera. And they were concerned that you might come to confuse this mavi, this alleyway, with Rishus HaRabim. They look the same. People are coming and going. It's not only in the private area. It's not your house. It's not your courtyard. It's this mavi. It looks the same. So therefore, however, they made a heter, a permission to be able to carry over there if one puts up a lechi or a kaira, which a lechi is a side post that's put on the side of the entryway. For example, if let's say you make a ches, and at the entryway it's open, so at the tip of the ches, you make a side post, or you make a crossbeam from one side to the other, which that's what's called a hecker. It's recognizable that people will not come to confuse it with a complete Rishus HaRabim. Then they'll know, oh, this is where we can carry because this is not Rishus HaRabim. There we cannot because that is Rishus HaRabim. That's the idea of what our Mishnah is talking about. That the Mavoi, that is only rabbinic area, that's Aser, is the Rabban say it is Mutah. However, if you put up a Lechi or a Kaira, we're talking about a Kaira, which was placed higher than 20 Amas. That our Mishnah says you have to lower it, lower than 20 amas. And the reason, and the Gemara will explain what's the reason for this, why can't it be higher than 20 amas? However, Rabbi Yehuda argues, and he says, no, you don't have to lower it. It could be higher than 20 amas. It doesn't make a difference. The kaira, the crossbeam, is going to be kosher, and it's going to kasha the mavoi to be able to carry there, even if it's higher than 20 amas. Now the Mishnah continues. That was regarding the height. However, the harachav me'er sa'amas, if let's say the opening of the doorway, which is what's opened up to Rosh Hashanah, is wider than 10 amas, then you have to make it smaller, you have to make it less than 10 amas. And that is because the shear of 10 amas is generally the width of what a doorway would be. But more than that is not what's called halachically a pesach. It's not called an opening, rather it's called a pirtzah, it's called a breach. And therefore, we need to have a pesach for it to be considered an opening, and that we consider it as something that would be closed off possibly with the curb. But the point is, it has to be a pesach. And therefore, what you have to do is you have to stick into the ground poles or whatever it is to just diminish the area of the opening to make it either 10 amos or less, but it can't be more. So therefore, we said it can't be higher than 20 amos, the kaira. And also, this kaira that's there by the open side to the shasarab, this opening cannot be more than 10 amos. If it is, you have to go ahead and find some way to make it smaller. However, the Mishnah does tell us, v'im yesh leitzuras ha-pesach. However, if this opening to the Rosh Hashanah, this fourth side that it is open, has the form, the figure of a doorway, and that is it has a lechi, a side post from this side, a side post from this side, and has a cross beam on top of them, so it looks like a doorway, then even if it is wider than 10 amos, in tzarich l'mayit, you don't have to make it smaller, the width smaller than 10 amos. It's going to be kosher even more, because that automatically, the tzuras ha-pesach, the form, the figure of a doorway, it will make it automatically a pesach, even if it's wider than 10 amos. It's only when there is no doorway, it's just open, like for example, a ches. And then it has to be less than 10 amos or less, but more than that, it wouldn't look like an opening, it would look like a breach. So now Gemara contrasts the terminology used to start our Mishnah regarding this, that it has to be 20 amos, but not more than that. It says, Tanan Hasim, it says over there in the Mishnah Masech the Sukkah, a similar type of halacha. Sukkah she gavoy lemaylam esrim amah psula. A sukkah, regarding the schach and the whole sukkah, if it's higher than 20 amos, it's going to be possible, it's invalid. It has to be that the schach is lower than 20 amos. Rabbi Yehuda machsha. However, Rabbi Yehuda says that it's kosher, it's not a problem even if it's higher than 20 amos. On that, the Gemara asks, Maishno Gabi Sukkah, why is it different when we were discussing the halach of Sukkah, the Tani Psula, where there we gave it the terminology, invalid, that's what we said, when it's higher, it's invalid. For Gabi Mavoi, yet when we discuss over here, Mavoi, when we're talking about the crossbeam to go ahead and kasher this alleyway, Tani Takanta, we said that if it's higher than 20 amos, we said a remedy. And that is, we said that, oh, you might make it smaller, lower it down. We didn't say it's invalid. Why do we do different things? In other words, one is a positive, one's a negative. One's saying that, oh, that's invalid. And we don't say what to do about it by sukkah. Yet here, we don't say that it's possible. We just say, go ahead and make it smaller. Why do we pick different terminologies by these different topics of sukkah and mavoi? So the Gemara gives two answers. Sukkah, regarding sukkah, where the reasoning of the sukkah, that it has to be up to a height of 20 amos, but not more than that, that is deraisa, it's biblical. And that is because it says in the pasuk, Laman yedu derisechem, that your generation should know what happened, that is, they should be able to see the schach. Higher than 20 amos, they can't see it. So therefore, since it's already in the Torah, and that is the Rabbanan are coming to explain that halacha, Tani Psula. So therefore they use the terminology of that it's invalid. And that is, since this concept was already said from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, that this measurement was given for 20 amos, as the pasuk says, Laman Yedu, which means that you could only see, your vision only goes up to 20 amos, and the Chacham are coming to explain this to you, that if you don't do this, oh, so that's invalid. In other words, it's applicable, the terminology of Paslus, that it's invalid, even though there is a remedy to do. However, as long as you don't do the remedy, it is invalid. However, mavi, regarding a mavi, with the whole ikur din is draban, that's only rabbinic invention, in the sense that you cannot say that it's possible, because we're coming now to initiate you in this understanding of the idea of mavi, of the alleyway and all its different myriad of laws. Now, what would it apply to say that it's possible, that it's invalid? We didn't tell you yet about the measurements to tell you that if you don't do that, it's invalid. And therefore, Tani Takanta, that's why we tell you the remedy, because we're teaching you the halacha now. It's not a biblical law that you know about already before us, the Rabbanan, come and tell you about it. It's not in the Torah. It's Rabbanan. We're coming to tell you now about it. So we're telling you as we're introducing it, although we say it in the way of how it was already, but as we're telling it, we tell you this is how it should be done, but it wouldn't apply invalid. What's invalid? I didn't know that there is such a halacha. You're telling me about it now for the first time. That's why over here, it wouldn't be shayach, the lashon of psul. The Ibai Seima, or another approach to this, is that the Raisa Namitani Tikant. It's not true that even by a biblical commandment, we would also generally, not in this case, but we would generally say a remedy. We wouldn't just say puzzle, even though it's applicable because we already know about it. Still, we would like to tell you what you could do about it. El Sukkah, the Nefishin Mili, but regarding Sukkah, where there's a lot of different halachas that are said there in that Mishnah. That it says over there that if you don't have three walls, that it's not kosher. It tells you that if it's not high 10 tefachim, it's not kosher. It tells you that if it's chamsa rum mitzilsa, that if you have more sun than shade from the schach, that it's also not kosher. So therefore, pasuk v'tani b'sula, so therefore it said a clear-cut way, and it just said it's invalid. And therefore, now that you're coming to say all these halachas together, you could say it as one. Because had we gone and tried to say the remedy like we say it over here, then you wouldn't be able to say all these cases together. Because regarding the halacha that when you don't have three walls, it would have to say that you should make another wall. Regarding this, that it says that it's not 10 tefachim high, we would have to tell you have to make it higher. Regarding that, if the sun is more than the shade, we would have to add on to the shade. In other words, each one requires its own different terminology for how you remedy it. And the Gemara in Pesachim tells us that a person should always teach a student derech kitzara, short, succinct, that people can remember it. Don't say a more lengthy type of a way. So therefore, regarding sukkah, that it would take a whole roundabout way. We wouldn't be able to say it short and carts, like they say, and to the point. That's why they said invalid. However, mavoi deloy nafish mila, regarding the mavoi, where it doesn't have a lot of different components. It was very clear cut. There's just one idea that was saying that it would make it invalid. Tani takanta, therefore we said the remedy. But not because it's biblical that we don't say the remedy. We would. It's just that it's too many different components. Here, where there's just one component of just being yemayit, and the same thing would apply to the with, just being yemayit, therefore we say it in the remedy type of a fashion, than rather than saying pasul. So now the Gemara goes back and explores the machlokes in our Mishnah, regarding that if you have to be memayit the height of the kayar from 20 amis or not, like Rabbi Yehuda says, you could even have it higher than 20 amis. So I'm Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, and this is Rav's explanation for the machlokes in our Mishnah. He says, Chachamim lo ilimdu, the Chacham did not learn that it's pasul, that it's only going to be kosher, the kayar, the crossbeam, to make the mavoi kosher that you could carry there only up until 20 amis, ela mi pischa shel hechel, only from the Pesach, the opening of the hechel, of the sanctuary, of the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Yehuda lo ilimdu, ela mi pischa shel ulam. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda only learned it, that he says it is kosher even higher than 20 amas, only from the antechamber, which was the, so to speak, like the entryway into the Heichel, that he learns it out from there, that it is kosher even more than 20 amas. That's not like we learned in the Mishnah Midas. Pischishal Heichel, regarding the opening, the doorway of the Heichel in the base of Midrash, Gavi Esram Amma, the height was 20 amas, the Rachvi Esram Amas, and the width was 10 amas. Bishal Ulam and the antechamber, which opened up into the Heichel, Gavay Arbaam Amma, its height was 40 Amas, Virachvay Esram Amas, and its width was 20 Amas. So therefore, by the Ulam, we find that it could be even higher than 20 Amas, whereas by the Heichel, we find it's only up until 20 Amas. And the Gemara says, Vishnei Mekra Echadarshu, Rav says that both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan are learning out from the same Pasuk to see where we compare the Pesach to the Heichel, to the Ulam. Like it says in the Pasuk of Vayikra, Ushchatai Pesach Oil Mayit, that you should slaughter the carbon in the opening, the Pesach of the Oil Mayit. Now, the Oil Mayit was the Heichal, which that is where you had the Mizbech Hazav, the golden altar, the Shulchan, the table, the menorah, the candelabra, and all these things it says about them, Oil Mayit. Now, that's obviously the Heichal, because that's where they were located. So there, the Gemara explains. The Rabban and Sabri, the Rabban held, Kedushas Heichal Luchud, Kedushas Ulam Luchud, that the sanctity of the Heichel was distinct from the Kedusha of the Ulam, that they didn't have the same Kedusha. And therefore, all the Avoidis which are written that they have to be in the Heichel that we just mentioned, regarding the Mizbeach HaZav and the Shulchan and the Menorah, had you done these Avoidis in the Ulam, they wouldn't be kosher. And therefore, they're not called Oil Mayid. And hence, you don't find a Pasuk that calls the Ulam a Pesach, you only find Pesach Oil Mayid, which, as we proved, Oil Mayid is a reference to the Heichel, because all these things of Mizbech Hazav and Menorah, that by them it says Oil Mayid, and we know they're only kosher in the Heichel, because that Kedusha was higher and different than the Ulam. And therefore, we only find one Pasuk of Pesach, which says Oil Mayid, which again is going on the Heichel. The Chiksev Pesach Oil Mayid, as the Gemara says, when it says Pesach Oil Mayid, I Heichel Ksev, and that is why it's only kosher a Pesach up until 20 Amos, because as we find, the where it says Pesach is by the Oil Mayid, which is the Heichel, which is only up to 20 Amos. However, Behuda Savar, no, Heichel V'Ulam Kedusha Achasi, they have the same sanctity. Whatever you could do in the Heichel, you could do in the Ulam. And therefore, V'Chiksev Pesach Oil Mayid, Atavehu Dechsev, therefore when it says the opening, the doorway, the entry of the Oil Mayid, is going up both of them, and therefore, since the Ulam is called a Pesach, what is the Pesach of the Ulam? That's up until 40 Amos, and therefore he sees, and he says in our Mishnah, that the opening, the Kaira, could be even higher than 20 Amos, because even higher than 20 Amos is called a Pesach, as we find by the Ulam. That's one approach to the Machlekes. Vibay Seima, another approach is, Rabbi Yehuda nami kedushas ulam l'chud v'kedushas heichal l'chud. Regarding this last idea that we said in the first teretz, that Rabbi Yehuda wants to say that they have the same kedusha, this approach says that Rabbi Yehuda holds you right, that they have separate kedushas, separate sanctities, and therefore you would not be able to learn it from that pasuk that the ulam has a halacha of a shem pesach, and that a pesach of even higher than 20 amos would be considered a pesach. However, hachatayn de Rabbi Yehuda, rather, the source for Rabbi Yehuda, that an opening is even going to be higher than 20 amos, as we find by the ulam, it says a pasuk in Yecheskel. It says, a pesach ulam abayis, to the opening, to the doorway, the entryway of the antechamber of the bayis, of the Beis HaMikdash. Obviously, we see that the ulam is called a pesach, that it is a pesach, and therefore you can learn even higher than 20 amos. On that, the Gemara says, Rabbanan, how do they answer that? It seems to be a pasuk that calls the ulam a pesach, which would be kosher even higher than 20 amos. So Rabban said, I have a kasev el pesach ulam, had the pasuk said to the opening of the ulam, and that's all it would say, it wouldn't say the word habayis. So kedigame, that would be exactly like you say. You see, the ulam is called a pesach. But hashem tachsev el pesach ulam habayis, to the opening of the antechamber of the house, what it means to say is habayis hapesuach l'ulam. It means the house which is open to the antechamber. In other words, that's a reference to the heichel. It's not calling the ulam a pesach. It's calling it an opening to the antechamber which goes into the house, because the house, the heichel, has a shem pesach, and therefore it's part of that of the bayis. But the ulam itself does not have the shem of pesach. That's how they answer Rabbi Yehuda's right. Now the Gemara goes back to ask on the explanation of Rav and the Rabbanan. The Rav said that where did the Rabbanan get this halacha from, that the kohen, the crossbeam, could only be up until 20 amos? Is they learned it out because we find the shem pesach by the heichel. And just like by the heichel, it's only considered an entryway up to 20 amos. So to hear regarding the halachas of Mavi, for it to be called a pesach, an opening, a doorway, is only up until 20 amos. More than that would be a pirza, it would be a breach, not an entryway. And that's the Gemara asks. That when we have this pasuk of Pesach Oyel Moed, which is the pasuk you're explaining according to Rabbanan where you learned this out from, b'mishkan ksiv, that's written by the Mishkan, which was in the Midbar in the desert. There was no ulam, there was no antechamber there, but you can't compare it to Rabbi Yehuda's halacha. And there, moreover, the Pesach of the Heichel was only 10 amas high, because the krushim, the beams, which were the height of the Mishkan, was only 10 amas high. And therefore, the whole limud doesn't make sense. Because we don't find that it was 20 amos, we find there was 10 amos in the Mishkan. And also there's no ulam there to compare to the halacha of Rabbi Yehuda regarding that he wants to say you can learn from the halacha of ulam. And therefore, what is the comparison from that pasuk of Pesach Oyel Moed that has nothing to do with 20 amos? That was not the Beis HaMikdash that was in the times of Shlomo HaMelech. That was in the desert when there was only 10 amos high. So how could you say you learned 20 amos from that pasuk? I've had to give more answers. Ashkechon Mishkan de Ikri Mikdash or Mikdash de Ikri Mishkan. It's not a question, because although it says El Pesach, over there it's talking about Pesach El Moed, and there's a reference to the Mishkan, but the Mishkan is called Mikdash, and Mikdash is called Mishkan, and therefore we could learn up the halachas from one to the other, and therefore we could learn up by the halachas of the Beis HaMikdash, which were 20 amas, from that pasuk which is talking about by the Mishkan in the Midbar, as the Gemara says. Because if you're not going to say that you could equate the Mishkan to the Mikdash and the Mikdash, which was in times of Shlomo, to the Mishkan in times of the Midbar, but how the Amr Rabbi Yehuda Amr Shmuel, but we have a halacha that Rabbi Yehuda says the name of Shmuel, that Shlomim Shashachta, and regarding Shlom that were slaughtered early in the morning, Kaidim Psichus Dalsas HaHechel, before the opening of the doors of the Hechel, Psulim, they're invalid. The doors have to have been opened for the Shechita to be kosher. Shonam, like it says in the Pasuk in Yikra, Ushchatei Pesach Oyel Moed, that you should slaughter it by the opening, by the entryway of the Oyel Moed, which that word Pesach comes to teach you, Bizman Shepsuchen, Velo Bizman Shein Ulim. Only when the doorways are open, now when the doorways are closed. Now, how could Shmuel learn from that pasuk? For kiksiv hahi b'mishkan ksiv, that pasuk of Shchutai Pesach Oyel Moed was talking in the times of the Midbar, in the desert. Now, from where would you know this halacha that it would apply to the Beis HaMikdash, to the eternal Beis HaMikdash in Shlomo and the second Beis HaMikdash, that the same halacha would apply? How could you learn from there? That's talking about the Mishkan and not the Mikdash. So obviously you have to say that a pasuk that talks about by the Mishkan, we can go ahead and impose that on the Mikdash and the Mikdash on the Mishkan, and therefore the halachas can be learned one from the other. And therefore, just like by the that it has to be slaughtered by the opening of the Oyel Moed, the same thing would apply to the opening of the Beis HaMikdash. And so too, for our halacha that we're trying to tell us for the height of the Mikdash, that we find that it was 20 amas, you could learn that from the pasuk. It's told by the Mikdash, by the Mishkan, which was only 10 amas, you could compare it to the Mikdash, which was 20 amas, and that's how we see that that is called the Pesach, although that's by the Oyel Moed, the same thing would apply to the oil moed, so to speak, of the Beis HaMikdash, and that's why it's not difficult. But now the Gemara says, this that you're saying that we find Mikdash called Mishkan and Mishkan called Mikdash, Bishlam and Mikdash, Dikri Mishkan, I understand where you have a source that the temple, which is the Beis HaMikdash in the times of Shlomo HaMelech and later on, that is called Mishkan, it's called the Tabernacle. The Chesiv, like I said, the Pasuk in Vayikra, the Nasati Mishkan Ibisaychem, that I will place my Mishkan, my dwelling, which is the word Mishkan, amongst you. Now, that when that Pasuk was said, the Mishkan was already erected. As it says in that, because that Pasuk was said in Teres Koyinim, which is Sefer Vayikra, and the whole Sefer Vayikra was said when they were ready in the Oil Mayid, as it says in the first Pasuk in Vayikra, Vayidaber Shemei Love Me Oil Mayid. Now, which Mishkan was Hashem being maftiach him about? Guaranteeing him that I will go ahead and dwell in your Mishkan. Obviously, that's going on the Mikdash, which is going to be built later on when they're in Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, you see that the Mikdash is being referenced as Mishkani, as Mishkan. Now, Ele Mishkan, the Ikri Mikdash Minam, but where do you find that the Mishkan, which was in the Midbar, was called Mikdash, which is a term that we have later on in the Beis HaMikdash when they come to Eretz Yisrael? So, if you're going to bring a proof from the Pasuk in Bamidbar that says, "V'nasu ha-kahasim," that the Kahasim, one of the children of Levi, that traveled, Noisei HaMikdash, they were the ones that carried the Mikdash. Now, obviously, that's a reference to the Mishkan because they were in the desert, so we see it's being called Mikdash. They came as a Mishkan and they erected the Mishkan ad boyim until they come. So you see that what they carried was really the Mishkan, and yet it's called that they carried HaMikdash. That the Gemara says is not a raya, and we continue on to Amud Beis because Ahu ba'aringsim. That pasuk is in reference to the ark, which was what the Bnei Kos carried. Each one of the children of Levi carried different parts, components of the Mishkan, and what they carried was the ark. And since it was holier than the other things that the other children had carried, that's why it's called Mikdash. But it's not a raya to the Mishkan that the Mishkan is being called Mikdash. It's the holier, more sanctified part which is the ark, which is called Mikdash. And therefore, you have no raya that the Mishkan is called Mikdash. So then, the Gemara says in Mahacha, we have a different pasuk that's the source, the pasuk in Shemais that says va'asu li Mikdash, that you will make for me a Mikdash, which is a sanctified place, v'shachanti b'seichem, and I will dwell amongst you. That pasuk was going on the Mishkan. It was before they went to build the Mishkan, and Hashem says, do this, and I will dwell among you. That's the idea that we see that the Mishkan was called the Mikdash. And that's why, again, it's not a difficulty where, according to Rav, that he learns it from the Rabbanon, that it's being learned from this pasuk, which seems to be going on the Mishkan, and he's comparing it to the Mikdash, because the Mishkan was only 10 amas high, and he's learning up 20 amas high, which is on the base of Mikdash, because each one has this interchangeable terms, a Mishkan, a Mikdash, a Mikdash, a Mishkan, and therefore we could compare that pasuk to even the base of Mikdash, which again had a height of 20 amas, and was called a Pesach. That's how we learn up the limit of 20 amas. Now the Gemara goes back and asks on both opinions. Bein l'Rabbanon or Bein l'Rabbi Yehuda. Leil fumi Pesach Shahar HaChatzar. They should learn out from the Pesach, which is the entryway, of the gate of the courtyard. That is, there was the temple, and in that, there was the Heichel, and there was the Ulam, and then surrounding that was a courtyard, the Chatzar. Now, around the Chatzar were these Urias, these curtains that surrounded it, and by the eastern side, how you would come in, would be this Shahar HaChatzar. Now, Rashi explains that the Gemara's question is going on the width, as we find in the Mishnah that they both agree that the width that's more than 10 amas has to be diminished, has to be smaller than 10 amas. And that is, as we find, was by the Heichel. But the question is, we have by the Pesach of the Chatzar, which the width was 20 amas, and yet it was still called a Pesach, as the Pasuk says, Ve'eskali ha-chatzar, that the curtains of the courtyard, Ve'esmesach Pesach Sha'achatzar, and regarding that curtain which was there by the gate of the courtyard when you're coming in, it says in Parashas Nasai, and therefore, again, why do they say it could only be 10 amas when you find the width of a Pesach, which is by the Sha'achatzar, was more than that, was 20 amas. However, Rashi is definitely the question is not going on the height. And to say that it should be puzzle, it should be invalid if the height of the doorway is more than 5 amas, as we find that was the height of the Shahar HaChatzar, that can't be a question because you find also a Pesach of the Heichel, as we proved, that had the height of 20 amas and still it's called a Pesach. So there, but that's not the question, not going on the height. The question is on the width. As the Gemara says, it says the Pasuk in Shemois, Eirich HaChatzar Me'ev HaAmah. The length of the courtyard was 100 amas. Virachav, and the width was Chamishim, and Chamishim was 50 by 50, which the Gemara later on in Perek Beis and Nafchav Gimel will ask, what is this term Chamishim, and Chamishim? It should just say the width was 50, because we said the length is 100, and the width is 50. However, the Pasuk continues, V'koyim chamish amas, and the height is 5 amas. V'ksiv, and it says in another Pasuk, V'chamish eser amra, and the 15 amas was kloyim lakasiv, were curtains for the shoulder of the entryway. And it says, and for the second shoulder, mizeh umizeh l'shar chatzar, from either side of the gateway of the courtyard, v'kloyim chamesh esrim amah, were the curtains of 15 amas. And therefore, what we find is that the width was 50 amas. And then in the middle of the eastern gate, when you would come in by the Shahar Chatzar, that there would be 15 amas of klaim on one side, as the pasuk says. And then it says of lakasa v'sheinis, 15 amas of klaim of curtains on the other side, which comes out that if you take 50, which was the width, and you minus 30, which because 50 on each side, you have 20 amas in the middle. And therefore, we find that this entryway was 20 amas. And therefore, the Gemara's question is as follows. Malahalain, just like over there that we find that the height of the Pesach, of the Shahar Chatzar, was Chamish, was 5 amas high, as we said, because all the curtains of the courtyard around were not higher than 5 amas, as the Pesach in Shema Yisrael Zayin says, Mekoyme Chamish amas, that the height of the curtains were 5 amas high, Bereichiv Esrim, in the width of 20, which is what we're proving over here, as we just explained, that the width of the opening of the Shahar Chatzar, the Pesach, was 20 amas. So Avkan, Chamesh Bereichiv Esrim. Here also, as Rashi explained, the question is not really on the Chamesh part, but it's just utilizing it, because that's exactly how we find over there, that the Pesach should be when it's 5 amas high, but even with a width of 20 amas, but not as we said in our Mishnah, that it could only be up to a width of 10 amas. We find a Pesach by the Shahar Chatzar, which was even more than 10 amas, was 20 amas. So again, why did we say that you have to diminish it to less than 10 amas, when we find an opening by the Pesach Shahar Chatzar, a Pesach, which was even more than 10 amas, it was up to 20 amas. That the Gemara answers, Pesach Shahar Chatzar Ikri. You're right, you find the term of Pesach, but it wasn't called just a regular Pesach, it was called the opening of the gate of the courtyard. Pesach Stamal Ikri, but we don't find the term of just plain Pesach, an opening, and therefore it's not a riot to say that to any Pesach it would be like that. Maybe the Shahar Chatzar was different. It was part of this Shahar Chatzar, Pesach Shahar Chatzar. But maybe a regular Pesach, it didn't say with another added word to it that it would be considered a Pesach even without it. And maybe we can't compare it to our halach of Mavi. Maybe a regular generic Pesach would not be kosher more than 10 amas. We only find that Pesach Stama by the Heichel, and therefore that would be up to 10 amas. That's one answer. Now the Gemara says that really the question doesn't even start. V'bayseima, if you want, you could answer as follows. Kiksiv, when it says in the Pasuk, which is where we asked the question from, Kloim Chamesh Eser Amal Kosim, that the shoulder had 15 amas of curtains on either side, which again, we said that if the width was 50, minus 30, because 15 on each side, that means you had an opening of 20 amas wide, that Begleivu Dichsiv, that was in the height, that wasn't even talking about the width. And that is, we said that the height of the curtains of the eastern side, each one had 15 amas in height, and therefore it doesn't make any mention whatsoever of the width. And therefore, it's not a question because don't make these calculations of that it was 50 minus 30, therefore it was 20. We don't know how much it was. Could be it was 10 amas, as we find elsewhere, that the width of a Pesach is only 10 amas. And this says that by the eastern gate, that there was 15 amas. That was a 15 amas in height, not in the width. To which the Gemara asks, Geiva, are you for real that you tell me that here is talking about the height and not the width? Voxib, but it says in the Pesach, V'koy mechamesh amas, that the height was 5 amas. And therefore, how could you say the height was 15 amas? Obviously, going on the width. And that the Gemara says, who there where it says that the height of the curtains were 5 amas, misfas mizbeach lamala, it's talking about from the edge of the mizbeach and higher. And that is that the height of all the curtains of the chatzar around were 15 amas high. However, by the width of the Pesach, again, we don't find anywhere that it says a shear of how wide it was, as we explained. But the idea is that here we're talking about in the height. Although it says that the height was 5 amas, is because the mizbeach itself was 10 amas high. And the curtains were 5 amas higher than the mizbeach. And the reason is why it had to be 15 amas high is because we don't want the kohen to be standing on top of the mizbeach, which already is 10 amas high. And then he is adding on to that height. And he has doing the avodin, and everyone's looking at him from outside. Therefore, we wanted that the curtain should be 15 amas high. So you have the height of the mizbeach 10 amas. Then 5 amas on top of that, which is what the pasuk means when it says v'koyim chamesh amas, doesn't mean from the bottom, it means from the top of the mizbeach to add on 5 amas, and therefore it was 15 amas high, and therefore there's no question at all, the question doesn't begin, we weren't talking about it at all, 15 amas on the width on either side, rather we're talking about the 15 amas in the height, and that's why, again, there's no question, we don't say anything about the width to ask on the opinion of the Rabbanan in the Mishnah, that we find the width of an opening even more than 10 amas. Now the Gemara goes back to the principle of Rav, how he explains the machlekes of Rabbi Huda and the Chacham in our Mishnah. The Gemara asks, Rabbi Huda mipischa shel ulam kama, is it really true that Rabbi Huda learns out that it could be even more than 20 amas from learning out from the opening of the ulam of the antechamber? But what's now we learn in our Mishnah as follows. He said, "V'harochav me'eser amis yimai." That whatever is wider than 10 amis, you have to diminish it. But loy plig Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda does not argue over there. And if he had learned it out from the ulam, as you want to say, Rav, that from the height, that the Chacham say only up to 20 amis, as we find by the Heichal. But Rabbi Yehuda says even more than 20 amis, because you're saying as we learn by the ulam. Now, if he learned it from the ulam, then it should be kosher even if it's wider than 10 amis, because the ulam, not only was it higher than the Heichal, it was wider too. It wasn't 10 amas, it was 20 amas. So why doesn't Rabbi Yehuda argue on the width if he's learning from the ulam? That the Gemara says, "I'm a baya." Polig be brisa, you're right. He argues in the brisa. The Tanya has learned the brisa. Barachav miyud amas, you might. Whatever is wider than 10 amas, you have to make it smaller. If you don't, in the circle, might. He says you don't have to. And that the Gemara asks, "What do you mean? But livelik be masnit and let him argue in the Mishnah. What does it mean? You have a brisa that says, and therefore you resolved it for Rav. But why doesn't he argue in the Mishnah if he actually argues?" And then the Gemara says, "Polig begayva hadin l'rachva." He argued by the height, and obviously, what does the height mean? It means because that he learns it from the ulam, whereas the rabban learned it from the heichal, and therefore, once you know that he argues on the width too, as we find by the ulam that it was not 10 amos, it was 20 amos. But then the Gemara continues to ask, "Vakati Rabbi Yehuda mipischa shel ulam gama? Is it really true? Rabbi Yehuda learns out his halacha from the entryway of the antechamber that it was higher than 20 amos. But Vatani learned the brayso mavushu gavoy mechof ami yemait." That the Tanakhama says that again the crossbeam by the alleyway that's higher than 20 amas, you have to make it lower down. Rabbi Yehuda machshir ad mem v'nun amas. Rabbi Yehuda says it's kosher up until 40 or even 50 amas high. And v'tanei bakapara, and that bakapara, when he explained the halacha of Rabbi Yehuda, he learned it ad meya, that even up until 100 amas. Now here the Gemara goes to explain the question. Bishlam of the bakapara, I understand according to bakapara's version, you could say that the way he was learning up there, Rabbi Yehuda actually learns his halacha from the ulam, from the antechamber. And really, it's not kosher higher than 40 amas. And this, that Bakapara says, even up to 100 amas, was guzma, it was an exaggeration, which basically means to say that since Rabbi Yehuda said it's kosher higher than 20 or even 30 amas, so to Bakapara it seems like an exaggeration, therefore he said something like, out there and saying, whoa, even up to 100 amas. But really, it means up until 40 amas. And therefore, it would make sense that where is he learning it from? From the ulam, because really it's only up until 40 amas. He was just saying like a large number as an exaggeration. But according to the version that Rabbi Yehuda says there in the Braisa, that up until 40 amas, even up until 50 amas, my guzma, what type of an exaggeration is it? Not an exaggeration, this is exactly what he's learning. In other words, Bishlam, Rabbi Yehuda, Arbom, Gamar, Mepischa, Shululam. I understand when he says up until 40, 50 amas, where he gets the term and the definition of 40 amas, I understand where he gets that from. That says, you, Rav, is trying to say, he gets it from the entryway of the ulam, which is that the height over there was up until 40 amas. Elanun minole. But where does he get this of saying, even up until 50 amas, you can't learn that out from the heichel, because that we don't have by the ulam. You only have 40 amas by the ulam and not 50 amas. So if he's not being magazim, because he's saying right around how much it could be, so 40 amas we understand, but how could he say 50 amas? And obviously it sounds like not like the halacha of Rav. That the Gemara says, Rav Chizda, you're right. Rav was incorrect in saying that the source for Behudah's halacha was from the ulam, as we find in that braisa that he says kosher even more than 40 amas high, even up until 50 amas high. Hamasnit atisul Rav, that it was this following braisa that misled Rav, that although Rav said before that the halacha of Behudah was learned out from the Pesach of the ulam, it's not really true. He was mistaken. The time like learned the braisa. Regarding an alleyway that has the crossbeam that's higher than 20 amas, yosim epischa shel heichal, which is more than the entryway of the heichal, of the sanctuary, you might, the Tanakhama says, you have to make it smaller. Now, who savar, so Rav thought, from the fact, as we find, they allude to it clearly, that by that their opinion of up to 20 amas is from the heichal, Rabbi Yehuda mipischa shel ulam gamar. So therefore he thought the equivalent in that machlekes would be, so Rabbi Yehuda says that it's kosher even higher than 20 amas, is because he learns out from something just like the heichal, which is like the ulam, v'lohi, and it's not true. Rabbi Yehuda mipischa de malchen gamar. Rabbi Yehuda does not learn it out from the ulam, as we proved, because he says kosher even higher than 40 amas, even up to 50 amas, which you don't find by the ulam. Rather, he learns it out from the entryway of the kings, that their entryways are very high, even higher than 40 amas, which, as Rabbi Yehuda says, even up to 50 amas. And therefore, the Gemara says, Rav Chizda is saying that the halacha is not like Rav, the source for Rabbi Yehuda is not from the Ulam, rather it's just from generally we find, even by kings, that their doorways are even higher than 40 Amos, and therefore he says the doorway is kosher even more than 40 Amos. But now the Gemara goes back on the interpretation of Rav in the Rabbanan. So Rav is not correct in how he said in Rabbi Yehuda, but what about the Rabbanan? The Gemara continues asking on Rav. For Rabbanan, imi pischa shaleichel gamri, if they actually learned it out from the entryway of the Heichel, liboyi dalsis keheichel, then it should require doors just like the sanctuary. You're saying what's called a doorway. Oh, so the dimensions you're learning out from there. But besides the dimensions, there was also doors. And therefore, a doorway maybe requires doors, as we find by the Heichel. So, Alamatna, why do you learn the Mishnah later on that Hechsher Mavi, what is the requirements for a Mavi to be kosher that you could carry there? Bishami Ermim Lechi Vikur. Bishami say you require both a side post, which is on a stick standing up, and a car, a crossbeam going across. No, either a side post, or a crossbeam. Now, both of them say you don't need to have doors. It's just a question is what type of a form you have to have, either one on the side or one on the top, or both. But why? You should require doors also, because that's the source, learning out from the Heichel, that is what would be called a Pesach, and we need to have a Pesach over here. And that the Gemara says that Dals Heichel Litznias Ba'amud David. It's not true, because the doors of the Heichel were only there for modesty. And that is, they weren't intrinsic in the entryway, in the Shem Pesach of the Heichel. It was just there as a way of tznias, and therefore we don't learn that. That's a requisite for something to be called a Pesach. However, the Gemara continues to ask, if the Heichel is our source, El Me'ata, Loitehani Le Tzurus HaPesach, that what we call a Tzurus HaPesach, which is the form, the figure of an entry, which we said before, which is taking a lechi and a kair on top of that, which looks like a doorway, which we said in our Mishnah is kosher. Even if it's wider than 10 amos, that should not be true. And the reason is because if the source of the Pesach is from the Heichel, Tzurus HaPesach Aviloi, the Heichel itself had a Tzurus HaPesach, had an entryway form, it had two side posts and something on top. And at Filahachi, Eser Amos Hu Deryavach, it was only 10 Amos that it was wide, and not more than that. And therefore we find that it was only able to be up until 10 Amos. So Alamitzin, why do you learn in our Mishnah, Im Yesh Le Tzurus HaPesach, that if it has this figure of an opening, why do you say even if it's more than 10 Amos, you don't have to make it smaller? If again, the whole source of the 10 Amos is from the Heichel, and the Heichel had, even with the Tzurus HaPesach, only 10 Amos, and not more than that. So how do we say if it has the Tzurus HaPesach, it's kashi even more than that? Then the Gemara says, you're right on the question. Midahu Taimei El Rav, what is our whole discussion about? The whole question is only according to Rav, that you're asking that since he learns it up from the Heichel, it should be kosher. With the Tzurus HaPesach, even only up until 10 Amos, not more than that. And yet in our Mishnah, we say it's kosher even more than that. And that the Gemara says that Hamasni le Rav Yehuda lechiya by Rav kamei de Rav, that someone was teaching this in front of Rav on this halacha, that ain't a tzarech lamayit, that again, if it has a Tzurus HaPesach, as we find in our Gis, in our Mishnah, that if it's more than that, you don't have to make it smaller, that it should be 10 Amos, because it has a Tzurus HaPesach. V'amalei, and Rav responded to him, Asnei Tzarech Lamayit, the way you should learn it is that you have to make it smaller again. The way he learns up L'shitasa, that again, yes, of course, since we're learning off from the Heichel, even with a Tzurus HaPesach, it's only kosher up to the width of 10 Amos, not more than that, because the Heichel itself, which is the source, had a Tzurus HaPesach, and it was only kosher up to 10 Amos, and therefore, our Girsa is not a question, because you're right, we're not saying it, it's Rav who's saying this halacha learning off from the Heichel. And you're right, Rav himself actually learns that the proper Girsa should be that even if it is more than 10 Amos in width, that it should be made smaller up until 10 Amos, because again, he learns it up from the Heichel, and the Heichel itself had the Tzurus HaPesach. And it was only kosher up until 10 Amos.